was it Family Guy? Like, oh, yeah. Your my little mouth, get back in there. I'll tell you what it's time.
Can I say something? I'm usually put off by that smell, but that one smelled pretty good.
It was a pen.
It was a pen?
It was a penny.
Penny?
Yeah.
Like a...
What do you mean?
Like a penny? Penny pasta?
It cost me a penny. It was buy one, get one for a penny.
Oh, you're saying the cost of it.
Well, is this you get your way to Aaron Brothers?
Like, yeah. No, but
like, I'm so, like, behind on names. Really? I thought it was named Penny.
No. I don't know what it is. But they're like, I was like, you got any good deals? I was like, I just went in there. I was like, hey, any good deals? And they're like, oh, well, there's this one where you do have to buy a full eight. But if you do, it's a penny. The second one's a penny.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I was like, then yes, 100% I'll do it.
So dude, 2 8s, correct? So,
I'm telling you.
I literally paid for one. It was pretty much buy one, get one.
The guy probably went to Aaron Brothers, saw the buy one, get one a penny deal, and was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's got weight on it.
No, that's good. That's the...
Do you mind if I...
I don't care.
Look at it?
You can look at it. I offered to smell it. Oh, it's a medical jar.
Like, it's dumb proof.
Oh, I understand.
Okay. It has to be like a medical
not
jar.
Not for children.
Now that it's legal, it has
to
be...
Oh, God. See, it's still, like, now that I get up close, it's not for me. No, not for me, dude.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, it smells after, so natural. Like, post-smoke is... I like the scent of it.
Anybody who... I don't understand you guys, like... Not you. Like, I understand you. I don't understand people that smoke weed who are just like, yeah, you smell that, man. You smell that peach scent. I'm like,
no.
It smells like a fucking skunk ass.
But it's like a garbage fire. That's what I smell every time.
You guys are psychotic.
But it's like anything else. It's like, if you really like beer, like, you know the different tastes, the different smells.
Yeah, I love beer, but I don't smell it before I drink it.
Loved beer. I've never smelled good beer.
No, that's
you smell that tangerine aftertone.
There's not much of taste. There's only smoothness.
Yeah, because it tastes like purple shit.
You smell those
hops. Does it taste like turtle?
Yeah, it does. And it smells like fucking crayons.
I've seen him eat turtle shit.
I've eaten a lot of turtle shit.
Yeah.
I know what it tastes
like.
Don't
test me.
Yeah, like, this is an argument you will not win.
Yeah. I was a big TMNT fan.
I wanted the full
thing. This is a full experience.
Follow, like, stealthily follow these tortoises.
I assume
I had two tortoises.
Give me that poopsie. Yeah. Give me that turtle. Give me that poop.
I assumed before they knew what pizza was. It was all they were eating.
It was all feces.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, to each their own. Like, it's just never something I can.
It was something that I never understood as well until I started, like, actually, like, oh, buying it. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, well, where is my money going towards? You're not going to, like, just some stupid fucking
view.
And it was like, hey, I have it. And you're like, okay, whatever, here's $50, I'm out.
Right.
Like, you're actually going to a place where this was grown in Oregon. Oh, this was grown in Colorado.
All that means to me is just, like, oh, that weed shipped really far. Like,
so... Weed is something that I've always wanted to be good
at. It's like cigarettes, too.
It's something
to be good at?
Yeah, to be good at. I've always wanted to be good at weed. I've always wanted to be,
what does
like,
that mean?
Oh, I can smoke weed and hang out.
Knowledgeable?
No, just good at smoking it and hanging out. No, it is a skill.
Okay.
Some people can smoke weed and hang out and be like, hey, how's it going?
Okay.
And some people smoke weed and they're like, oh my God, get me the fuck out of here. And that's me. Okay. Where I'm, like, pushed against a wall, and I'm like, I'm so scared right now. Like, this isn't for me. Can I please not be stoned anymore?
Yeah.
And my last experience smoking weed was in Ventura, and I went to go see an old buddy of mine from Australia.
In fact, that's where I was born.
Oh, cool. Where were you born?
Anaheim.
Oh. Pasadena.
Nice.
Anacrime.
Anacrime, yeah, that's you're why it's called Anacrime.
Yeah. That's when we kind of just glazed over.
March 7th,
oh, cool. 1995. All right, Pasadena, cool. Yeah.
Look at this kid. Call the cops.
Anacrime.
Anyways, and I was sitting on a couch smoking weed with all these guys, and I took, like, two hits, which is kind of a lot for somebody that doesn't smoke at all, I should have just took one or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's with weed, like, drinking and weed are a lot different. Like, I gotta have six beers and be like, all right, I'm not sober, but I gotta, you know, I can still do whatever. But, like, two hits, I was like, fuck, this is a thing now.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting on the couch and for that's an exaggeration, 3 hours... struggling with the idea of what I would have to do if I had to go to the bathroom. 3 hours of me in my head, what's going to happen when I have to pee.
Like, because you thought you couldn't get up?
I just didn't know what would happen. Because I was like, all I can think about for 3 hours, at one point I'm going to have to pee, and I don't know what to do when that happens.
Just forgot.
And it was the worst 3 hours of my life. And afterwards, I just drove back to Orange County from Ventura, like, thinking, like, oof, I'm glad that's over.
I just like, forgot how to go to the bathroom. I was just
so happy to be alive, driving 3 hours, or two hours back to Orange County.
I think you had a little PCP in that.
No, it wasn't, though, because I've done PCP before, and it's nice. I haven't. That's a joke.
No, I mean, it sounds weird. You literally just told me you thought you pooped your pants in Spider-Man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting that out there.
Yeah, like, no, everyone who knows me knows that.
Like, so it's funny because you're like, I don't know what to do when I have to go to the bathroom. And AJ was in the movie and he's like, yeah, I guess I did that.
Yeah,
it might be in my pants right now.
Me is like
such my thing too.
It wasn't bad.
It's such a reality, man.
Yeah, but I just had to deal with it. It's like one of those things.
I mean,
I was facing reality head on while watching a movie.
You just kind of flexed when you said that. I just had to deal with it.
I mean, luckily you didn't.
You know? No, I was bone dry.
Good.
Yeah.
Bone dry.
Yeah. I mean, there might have been a little bit of swamp ass. I was sitting in those like nice recliner.
Well, I've had that.
Yeah, you get clammy in weird areas.
Before where I didn't
not
know
you first
started and it's just swamp ass.
Yeah, I've been that way like drunk too, like
where
I'm like, oh my god, did I?
Yeah, you ever poop your pants?
Have I ever pooped my pants?
When I was like a kid.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Like as an adult?
I feel like this is like one of those stories where it's like you're gonna be the one who's like, oh, yours happened years ago?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not one of those. I pooped my pants when I was young.
Last time I pooped my pants I was probably like 13 because I had the stomach flu.
Oh. Okay.
And I had to fart, and I was like, I got this. And I farted, and then I just shit my pants.
Mine was my brother's
truck.
13's kind of old to have it. It's a tough age to poop your pants.
Yeah, because I was pretty embarrassed, but I was like, but I was glad that I had the stomach flu. So then I was like, okay, that's why.
Yeah, you got an excuse.
Yeah.
That's true. It's your get out of jail free card.
Yeah. When you have the stomach flu.
You get stomach flu.
Stomach flu. Normally that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I was still in elementary school. I was like out, like it was in the like after care area, like when you're waiting for your parents to go pick you up. I was like, what do they call those things? Like after school program.
I think that's exactly what.
Yeah. So I was in one of those. Ours was called Rainbow Rising.
you killed him.
That's what it was called.
It sounded like a death rattle.
It got funnier as I like thought about it, and my laughter increased in one laugh. And then I turned into a goose for a second.
No, I was like, that's what it sounds like when a little person dies or something.
Oh, God.
Guess there's more room in the clown car.
Oh, God.
Funny.
Anyway.
Anyways.
We were outside playing, like, at the playground, and I didn't want to go to the bathroom because it was, like, so far away, and I was just trying to hold it, and I was, like, at the top of the slide, and I think I tried to fart, and I didn't even realize it happened, though, like, I got to the bottom of the slide, and I was like, whoa, that was weird. And, like,
I went faster at the end.
Yeah.
Like, in a wheel slick.
So, like, then I ran over to the bathroom and realized I had pooped my pants. I just threw my underwear in the trash and just kept going.
People that keep their underwear after they've messed it and then just put it in the washer, those people are fucking
psychopaths.
Oh, no. Just burn it. Just
how would you not, like immediate
home,
reaction, these underwear gone.
Yeah.
These underwear don't exist anymore
because
they have poop or pee in them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like the people are like, I'll just throw it in the washer.
It was
like,
really
you're
hard.
A fucking lunatic.
Why did you hold it for another like 6 hours?
Sorry, I was
and then when you got home from work, then you fucking.
The only
washed
thing I was scared of was like how they're like
into a 7-Eleven
to buy my mom. Like, cause I was really young, so I was like, when it came time to like for bed to like change or whatever, like I was like, how am I gonna explain why I don't have underwear?
What, she checks you?
Well, no, like, I was little, like, you know, we had PJs, like,
Cody. Hold on your pants, make sure you have underwear on.
I mean, like, welcome home, little Cody.
No, I was like the third grade, like. I was in the third grade.
It's routine.
Like, and my mom did my laundry. So it was like when I would put my clothes like in the hamper, like she saw, I was like, what are we gonna do?
She did an inventory on your laundry too.
Oh,
you're
one,
missing one.
Two,
I'm,
three,
okay.
Four.
I've always been the type of person, I like to think
there
like
be seven
steps ahead.
Okay.
I've always been that way. So I was like, I always start with like the what if. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just tell her I put my pants. And I was like, that's terrible.
You
I don't want to say that.
You can't
yeah
say it. Well, because if you get away with it, you never want to say
yeah
it's
I'm pretty sure I never had
honestly,
to say
honestly, if you poop your pants and nobody knows, fine.
It never happened. Happened.
Like, it never happened.
That's a story for later.
Yeah, that's a story for now. Yeah. Yeah. I pooped my pants last at Angel Stadium.
What?
Once. Yeah, I went to a baseball game.
Give us some.
It was like
how long
eight or nine, maybe.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, wait, was I the oldest one?
Yeah, you're the oldest. Congratulations. But I went to an Angels game, and what they don't tell you is, like, around the eighth and ninth inning, they start closing all the concession stands, and they also start closing all the bathrooms.
What?
What?
So I had a shit, like, fucking crazy, and I knew I had a shit, so I started running around to all the bathrooms, and locked, like, gate closed, gate closed, gate closed, gate closed. So I went down.
I did not know this.
I went down a level, gate closed, gate closed, gate closed, couldn't find one, and I was just, like, not dancing, but just, like, running in place.
Like
something needs to happen. Like, I was, like, and I started going up to, like, people who work there, like, where's the bathroom, where's the bathroom, where's the bathroom? Like, I'm young, but I know this is happening, like, you know. So I pooped, and I got to go in the locker room.
Of the Dodgers?
Yeah, no, Angels.
Oh, Angels.
Nice.
So somebody found me with, like, poop running down my legs. And we're like,
poor kid.
And they were like, who do you belong to? And I was like, the bathroom, sir. And they were like, come in here, come in here. And I went to the into the Angels locker room and used one of their restrooms.
Okay.
And like wiped everything
was
off.
Was the team in there?
And yeah. Well, they were like almost done. It was like late, you know.
You just
what I mean?
Walked in, there was the whole team just like,
and they're like
shooting champagne everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just, by the way, it was
this
the
kid
world.
Covered in shit. You invited this kid in here. He smells like shit. No, but, like, it wasn't, like...
Shoes are all squishy.
It wasn't, like, the locker rooms that you see on the press. It was, like, an anterior locker room kind of thing. Where, like, it wasn't, like the Angels locker room, but, like, maybe the staff's locker room or something like that.
Oh.
But it was still internal in the stadium.
Oh, I'm picturing, like, the wood panels.
Yeah, no,
and the,
no, not the, like...
The benches.
Not the ones you see on TV. It was, like, the locker...
Whiteboard.
It was, like, the janitorial locker room. But I got to see it.
Yeah, all right.
Cool. And it only took shit in my pants.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, who's the real winner here?
Got to see how the sausage was made for a day.
The end of my story is I stained my brother's truck.
Oh.
On the outside?
Passenger seat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little, it was like about this big.
Where was your dad during all this?
I wasn't with him. I was with a different family.
Where were they?
I don't know. They're around. I was just like, I gotta go.
Did you find them after?
Yeah.
And they were like,
I remember. I remember the exit of which we were parked. So I just waited there.
And they were like, oh, there you are, let's go.
And they were like, oh, there you are. I was like, you wouldn't believe, guys. You wouldn't even believe me if I told you.
Jesus.
Tell us, nope, we don't believe
you. Sorry, I just got lost. Hey, I'm a kid.
All right.
Anyways.
That's pretty good.
I think that's a good segue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your turn.
All right. Okay, so today I'm bringing the Men in Black. I really wanted to play the Men in Black theme song.
Oh, speaking of little kids. Well, not...
Wait, what?
Burnt toast. No, I mean, Men in Black. Will Smith, when I was a little kid.
Oh,
saw the
okay.
Movie.
Yeah,
there's the connection.
Oh, the back connection.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I just had a,
speaking of
I just had a stroke.
That was the burnt toast jokes?
Yeah.
Gotcha. yes, but very similar. That's why I wanted to play the Men in Black theme song,
right.
Like from the movie, I thought.
I know. I don't know that one. I know the Wild Wild West one.
Well, the Men in Black.
I didn't
Loveless,
assume that.
Desperado.
The Men in Black
was
really easy.
None of this. Six guns are running this. Buffalo Soldier. Act just like I told you.
Let's keep going, dude. You got it.
It's okay.
The Men in Black was really
easy.
Let's just here comes the Men in Black.
Oh, yeah. It's very simple.
Yeah,
it's very I when he said that, I immediately, for some reason, thought of the Danny Elfman, like, dum 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 dum. I wasn't thinking like Will Smith at all.
No.
Oh, just like the songs in the movie.
Yeah,
not
this
the,
like
not
the
theme
score
song.
To this
yeah.
To the movie.
Oh, you're right. It is here comes Men in Black, Galaxy Defenders.
Yeah. That.
Ooh, harmonizing.
Yeah.
Good job.
Liz. I told you I'd meet you later.
Yeah.
I'd meet you later. Okay. So other than the movie, have you guys heard of Men in Black before? Did
yeah.
Know anything about it?
Yeah. I like Area 51 and all the alien stuff.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's good because
I love the movie.
I didn't find any story relating them to Area 51, but I'm sure they are. Because, they basically are a government group quoting that supposedly doesn't exist that shows up to stop people from talking or discussing or spreading knowledge about UFOs and other extraterrestrial things.
Interesting.
So it's like when people get too much knowledge or they start to stumble across something, these guys show up.
So I haven't heard of the Men in Black.
Okay.
Other than the movie, which is great. Well,
yes.
The first and third one are great. But the
arguably.
The new one.
Are they... So their job isn't necessarily to defend the galaxy, but more of suppressing the knowledge of seeing it.
Yes.
Which in turn, hand in hand, probably.
Yes, but not necessarily. I think theirs is not, I think CJ, you're right. They're not so much like, we just want to keep you guys safe. It's, we don't want anyone to know this.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, they don't carry around, like, anti-UFO guns.
No.
And, like,
no.
Travel.
And they don't have little cool little flashy pens that erase your memory.
But they just, they're just pushing down, like, oh, you saw this? No, you really didn't, kind of thing. Like,
yeah, it's kind of thing. And as we...
Status quo.
As we get into this, like, there is some weirdness with them. Like, they're not normal all around. They definitely got some weird shit going on. So, basically, what I did is I kind of just compiled a few separate events that talk about people's encounters with them. Some short, some kind of more extensive. Some of them are very, very brief. But there's like about, let's see, 6 different events.
Cool.
That I'm going to go through. So the first one, which I think this is one of the earliest ones. It's back in 1947 with Harold Dahl, who, this is the one that like, kind of, so all these other events, they kind of, they're documented and people are like, oh, I believe this, blah, 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 blah. This is the only one that kind of, like, falls on its ass, where people, like, it kind of, like, it discredits Dahl at the end of it. So he claims that he was a, he worked for some kind of, like, organization. I forget the name of it. I actually didn't write it down because I thought I'd remember it.
FBI.
Yeah. No. But,
IBF.
He claimed he worked for some kind of, like, aeronautics branch. Like, not the Air Force, but, like, some kind of, like
government. NATO?
Something like that. Like, he said he was, like, oh, no, I'm sorry. Way less important. He said he was, like, a harbor patrolman.
like a beach cop?
Yeah. So, harbor patrolman. Like, not
like,
a beach
cop. Like Baywatch.
This takes place up in, Washington State. So, on an island, let me see.
Oh, like
Maury Island in Washington.
Like wildlife and game.
Like Coast Guard.
Coast Guard.
Okay.
Still aren't getting paid, by the way, you guys.
I know.
Sorry about that.
So
take that.
Up in Washington State, so just a couple states up at Maury Island in 1947. Dahl was on his boat, quote unquote patrolling, with a friend by the name of Crispin.
Crispin Glover.
No, Crispin was his last name. I just wrote their last names down because it was easier. they saw 6 donut shaped saucers floating above the lake. Dahl says that he saw one of them discharge. You okay?
Go, go, okay. Shut the fuck up.
You okay?
Don't look at me while I do this.
So he saw one of them drop something into the lake, which he described as lava, or like a white, like almost like white phosphorus kind of thing. Like it was like boiling white metal, which I know is not what white phosphorus is, but it kind of had that like look, he said.
Like white hot steel.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said it dropped down really close to them, actually killed his dog.
Fuck.
Yeah, and then broke another guy's arm. But apparently, but it wasn't lava because the thing was melted, but he said it looked like lava. So yeah.
So this wasn't from far away. This was like right above
right on top of
him. Yeah, it didn't say what, like, it didn't say.
His dog got hurt. And
yeah, but I don't think the dog was on the boat with him. Like, from what I read, it was off to the, they were in the middle of the lake, and then it was off on the land.
Yeah.
I guess he just knew that's where his dog was, and then when they got there, his dog was dead.
Wait, how did the guy break his arm?
I don't know, I just said a guy that was near there, like, when it dropped, broke his arm. But he didn't die, but the dog died.
So maybe it knocked something over that, then hit his arm.
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
Just a cause of a turn of events.
Of this, like, lava, not lava.
A little Lemony Snicket.
Series of unfortunate events. Yeah. So, they reached out, to a guy named, Kenneth Arnold, who was a reporter, with their story. Arnold took it all at face value and believed it all, but he went forward and turned it over to the Air Force to investigate, because he was like, oh, these are, like, things in our airspace, and blah, blah, blah. The Air Force sent in their own investigators to do their research. They found out that Dahl wasn't a Coast Guard at all. This is where it kind of, like, it's discredited. Like, really? He just lied about his occupation. He was just on a boat in the lake around this island.
Fisherman or something.
Yeah, he was probably just some guy, but they, like, I guess for their story to the Kenneth Arnold guy, he was like, oh, yeah, we're, like, or harbor patrolman or whatever.
Like embellished it to get a little
extra, yeah, that's what they thought. Credit.
Yeah,
they
were
fucking on that boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much. They were fucking for sure. That's the only reason you would lie about something like that.
Yeah.
It's so, like me and my coworker here.
Yeah.
We're being trolling. Fuck buddy here. Yeah.
So during all this, like right before the Air Force showed up with the investigators, Dahl claims that 2 men in black suits already got there and approached him about the incident, and basically just told him, do not speak to anybody, you didn't see anything, like, this didn't happen. But they didn't know, and Dahl didn't tell them that he already talked to Kenneth Arnold the reporter. They just left it at that.
This was post-interview. With...
This is post-interview, yes. Okay. And Dahl already had gone forward and talked to him.
He's like, too late, buddy.
Yeah, too late. But he didn't tell the guys in the black suits that. So the Air Force still showed up with their investigators, realized that, okay, Dahl isn't a Coast Guard. He's kind of just a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered that the mysterious metal or lava that fell was just aluminum, and it was harmless. They don't know how the dog died.
But from where, though?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we don't know where it came from, but it's just aluminum. Like, it's whatever. So,
you can let it in.
Yeah.
For the listeners, my cat wants to come in the room.
Oh, hey, sweetness. Oh, food. Yeah, there you go.
She
doesn't want to hang out with you guys.
So the Air Force investigators decided, like, yes, this is all probably a hoax. They said that Dahl was most likely trying to sell this story to make some money.
Okay.
They said he was trying to sell it to a thing called Fantasy Magazine in Chicago, which I found kind of weird because I'm like, they're in Washington. Why would he try to sell it to a magazine in Chicago?
It would be local news.
Yeah, it would be a local fantasy magazine type thing, an Inquirer or whatever. But like, yeah, why Chicago? I thought that was kind of weird.
Here's what I'm curious about, is that, how would he know, like, are there reports of people reporting the Men in Black, and he just saw one of these stories and was like, oh yeah, that's what happened to me too.
Not really prior to this, though.
Is he one of the first people to say, like, two men in suits came, because it's a very interesting
thing. No, yeah,
this is
one of the earliest cases of it. Like, this is in 1947, like.
So he's just a creative person.
He's a creative person, apparently, yeah.
All right.
As up to now, like, the story's pretty whatever. This is the weird part, though, is the ending. So, the Air Force investigators determined it was all a hoax. He was probably just trying to make some money. But they didn't want to, like, just embarrass him. They were actually being, like, really considerate. So they didn't tell Dahl what they had discovered. They just spared him the embarrassment. But after they left, on the way back to the Air Force base, all of those investigators died in the car accident.
What?
Yeah. So, they all died. And this is after Dahl was already visited by the Men in Black. So the theory is that they discovered that he did talk to someone because then they saw the Air Force investigators show up and had to get rid of them.
I don't know where to go from here.
Oh, I'll tell you where to go.
hold on. Just let me put a...
Okay.
Just scratching the surface.
I thought they were supposed to just convince you that this didn't happen, kill you.
No, this is the thing. It's like they, at any cost, will stop things from getting leaked.
Yeah.
They don't care what it takes. Like, if they'll give you a warning, but if you fucking go do your thing anyway.
But if you ignore the warning,
they're gonna take care of it one way or another.
Annihilate you.
Yeah. So annihilate. Yeah.
They give you an option to go on their path or no path.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my way or the highway.
Yes.
It's my way or dead on the highway.
You're dead on the highway. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Story did a total like.
Yeah, he went from 0 to 100 in, like, 2 seconds. Like,
okay, we talked to some dudes.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, I don't understand why the Men in Black are so scary if they wouldn't have known that he talked to somebody else. Oh, they died.
They all died, yeah.
They knew.
Thanks for M-nighting us.
Right?
What a twist.
The next event, so this is the other part. It does jump about 20 years. There's no real documentation of this happening.
Nice. 20 years.
Yeah, so the next one is in 1967.
Do we have a, can we hear a timeline kind of thing? You just said it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, don't worry. I have the years.
1947 to 1967.
Okay, yeah, cool. So not much documented for 20 years. Maybe nobody made claims worth of them coming out. I don't know. But the next one is Robert Richardson in 1967 in Toledo, Ohio.
Diggy Dick.
Huh?
Oh, Robert, Bob Dick.
Yeah, Bob Dick.
Yeah, Bob Dick.
Richardson.
Yeah, that's what I
thought his name was for a second. Halfway through my notes, I actually just start calling him Dick.
Dick.
Yeah.
Dickinson.
So Dick claims that he hit a UFO with his car while driving one night on the highway.
Don't do that.
Yeah, coming around the bend.
So he didn't say anything.
And he couldn't stop in time.
I feel bad for the farmer's insurance agent.
So when the police came out...
I thought you were by my side!
When the police came out to investigate the crash, they couldn't find anything. The only thing they saw was his skid marks from trying to stop.
Mm-hmm.
No evidence of anything else. Because as soon as he hit it, he claims it disappeared.
Cool, so it was a DUI.
Yeah. but then Robert went back on his own, same time he was able to find a small piece of metal.
Oh.
That wasn't from his truck. And claimed he thought it must be from the spaceship. So he turned it over to the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization in the area. Apparently that was just like a local one. APRO.
Okay, I was trying to do that. Thank you.
The APRO. He sent it over to them for analysis.
A professional.
Leon. So professional. While he was being analyzed at the APRO, he says two men in black suits visited his house to question him. And he says there wasn't really anything really out of the ordinary. He definitely found that himself was acting out of the ordinary. Like, okay. He didn't really ask who they were, which was unusual for him. He just let them in.
It is a weird thing to do, right?
Yeah, he just let them in without question.
Do you want some lemonade?
Yeah. Like, but he said, like, he never...
Creepy people like that.
Yeah, come on in.
And then... blah, 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 blah. Let me find my notes. Sorry, I lost my track.
He let some weird people in his house?
Yes. But yeah, they never said who they were, and he didn't really bother to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he never felt threatened. They seemed pleasant.
Just good dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah.
Just so that was 3 days after the accident.
They didn't want to eat my face.
Like charismatic guys, maybe. Yeah. Like, maybe the FBI is like...
These I guys. Mean, they compared him to Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones.
Charismatic. People. Well, Will Smith, but not Tommy Lee Jones.
He's got his own characteristics.
Nah, no charisma, though. Yeah. He's got a personality. Will Smith, 100%. Oh, he's got enough charisma for both of them.
Yeah.
So...
YouTube, rewind.
That was 3 days after the accident. A week after that, two more men showed up. And these guys were a little bit more aggressive, and were demanding to take the metal. They just wanted it back.
So he had a sample of the metal that was on the road that caused the accident, and these guys were like, "Give me that."
They wanted
metal.
The first two guys. They like never really said anything. They just asked some questions. May have been something completely different, but these two guys were like, "We want the metal. Give it to us." And Robert was like, "I don't have it." Like it was still being analyzed. So the guys proceeded to threaten him, basically by saying, "If you." They threatened his wife. They said, if you want your wife to stay as pretty as she is, then you better get it back.
That's fucked, dude. That sucks. Threatening your fucking wife?
Yeah. But the thing is, only Robert, his wife, and the APRO even knew about the metal because he picked it up on his own. The police never saw it.
Somebody snitched.
So, well, it was only... Yeah, someone maybe at the APRO leaked it. I don't know. But the only other person outside of that organization analyzing it was his wife. And they threatened her if he didn't get it back.
What if she was in on it, and that's a safe threat to make?
True. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for that one.
You know? It's a cool one. I like that.
So.
A little spooky. Well, a little spooky, yeah. You have to really think about
it. A little bit more
that.
Violent.
Yeah, but...
More, well, yeah. Sorry. Oh, this one's a really short one.
I gotta sneeze again. I love cats so much, but like, god damn, do they make me sneeze.
I just gave you an allergy medicine.
It ain't enough, buddy. It ain't cutting it.
Let it rip.
No, wait, don't, you can't force sneezes.
I'm trying to scare
my
you.
My eyes
I'm
will pop out of my
away.
Head.
Oh,
are you scared? You scare me. Scare me.
No, I'm just trying to distract you. It scares us.
Wait,
scares
that,
the sneeze.
That's hiccups. Sneezes. That's hiccups, that's right.
But if you distract yourself, but if you distract yourself and give attention to the sneeze, it gets scared.
Let's just talk about the sneeze. Yeah. I know you sneeze.
Yeah.
You're going to sneeze right now.
I got you peg sneeze. I got you peg, son. Yeah. You little bitch, I got you.
You're in a corner of his nostrils.
I see you, bitch. I got
you. Oh, God.
See you for what you are, you fucking... You woven sheep's clothing. You wet nose fart. I got you.
Okay. All right. Back on track.
Involuntary explosion at the bottom.
Yeah.
All right.
These are dumb.
So, the next one is only 1 year ahead.
Yeah.
So we went from 1967, now we're 1968. This one's really simple. It was Jack Robinson. He was just a very avid UFO enthusiast. Really,
Jackie Robinson.
Really, it's actually what was hard to find because everything came up with Jackie Robinson. Son of a bitch.
Old number 42.
Yeah. And it's in the same fucking year that he was, like, famous. And
really?
It was, like, great.
Oh, that's
like,
so tough.
But yeah, so this guy, he was just an enthusiast. He loved UFOs. He was trying to do research on it, find out that, you know, we had aliens out there. And one day, for a couple days, it went for a while, his wife started to realize that their office, whenever they'd come home, was, like, just torn apart.
Wow.
Like, their papers ransacked. Were everywhere. Yeah, ransacked. On a daily basis.
I like to think that she started to realize that.
Well, no, because
like,
it was fine.
She came up like 5 days. She was
something's happening here.
All right, well, we'll clean it up. If it happens again, then maybe we'll do something. Right.
If this happens an eighth time, I'm gonna call somebody.
1 week is enough.
Suspicious.
Yeah.
Those darn neighbors of ours.
So, actually, there is a neighbor. So their neighbor pointed out to them one day, like after they had noticed this for a while.
This looks like shit.
Yeah.
this week on Hoarders.
the neighbor pointed out that they had spotted a guy in a black suit standing across the street staring at their apartment.
Interesting.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day since this happened.
Why is it so obvious?
Well,
that's a good point, because like a black suit in a non-black suit area is very
open, just staring at their apartment.
After they were told this, Jack Robinson, the next time it happened, he was able to get a picture of him.
What?
Which I have.
Do you have? Yeah. Can you show?
I was wondering why your phone was open.
Yeah. So this guy, this is who they caught across the street.
He's got a top hat, too.
Jack was able to get outside and take a picture of
top
him while he was...
Top hat or fedora? Let me look at this.
No, top... Well, maybe a little bit of both.
It's like a duster hat.
Fatop hat?
Fatop? I think that's a top hat.
No, that's a fedora.
No, fedoras are shorter. That's a big one.
That's an old school, like, nah, shave.
Yeah, I was like, that's a very Dick Tracy.
You're thinking of, like, those, like, ska, like, fedoras.
That's like you're right.
This is 1968.
Tiny little feet on that guy.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole point.
Look at those little feet. That's like size. That's a men's size six.
Men's six.
Look at that man.
So he's giving it a thumbs up. Or is he smoking a cigarette?
I think he's just holding his coat.
Or he's just holding his coat? Yeah. Okay, all right. Look at the feet. No, look at him.
They're really small.
Look at those little tootsies.
I didn't even see it.
No, look at him, dude.
He does have some
baby. It's the break on the angle. You can see it's like... It's
he does have some baby feet. It's like John Wayne's feet.
It's 1968.
If he actually does have really tiny feet, it'll actually make more sense when I get to describe them for you guys.
Are you serious? Yeah. It'll make more sense.
A little bit.
He's just 30 squirrels in a suit.
It actually will make more sense. Then you'd be like,
I'm squirrel feet.
Once I explain it and there's one of the other stories, you'd be like, I bet he has small fucking feet then.
It's like two kids stacked on top of each other.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I am...
Hello, sir.
What is it? The world's tallest doctor.
The world's tallest doctor. Scrubs,
yeah. Cool. So, the next one's gonna be, this is where we actually get, like, a description. So, that was the first reported picture.
Cool.
Of one of these men in black. This one's gonna be more, like, the first count experience description of them.
Okay.
So this was Dr. Herbert Hopkins in 1976. So we're jumping up about...
Another Herbie.
8 years.
Can't avoid it.
Can't avoid the Herbs.
No. It's always the Herberts. So Dr. Hopkins was also a hypnotist. And he was a consultant on a certain UFO case. That a guy who claimed he saw a UFO, he was traumatized. They brought in a hypnotist to try to help him, like... get out of his, like, trauma or whatever.
Yeah, logical next step.
Sure, yeah.
Don't talk to him.
Let's not really sure what it is.
Let's get some magic involved.
You're right, yeah. I'm not really sure what
crystals what there while you're at it.
What their expectation of him was to be there. But, so, this was over in Maine. One evening while working on, like, while the case was happening, his wife and kid had stepped out. And they went to, like, a movie or something, didn't really say. But Dr. Hopkins received a phone call from a guy claiming to be part of the New Jersey UFO organization.
Cool.
Or the vice president of the New Jersey UFO. So
NJ UFO.
Whatever that is. And again, I thought they were in Maine, so I don't know why. Is Jersey close to Maine?
Yeah, pretty close.
Is that like an easy drive?
We got our East Coast specialist over here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm asking you.
Let me just get my cheaters out real quick. Okay, here we go. Where are we? No, okay, so it goes New York. New Jersey is to the left of New York.
Okay, but a little south.
But, well, no, it's pretty much adjacent.
Okay.
Adjacent. And then you have to go,
But Maine's at the tippity...
It drops down, but
Maine's at the tippity-tippity.
You have to go past, you know, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And then...
Maryland.
And Boston and Massachusetts, and then all the way at the tippy-top north next to Canada's Maine.
Yeah, so that's not convenient.
They're not that close together. Well, granted, states on the East Coast are much closer together.
That's true, and smaller.
And then there's much more, because, like, on the West Coast, we just have, like, you know, California.
California and a state.
And then, and then one, and then Canada. Yeah. Or there's two. I think.
Oregon, Washington.
Yeah, oh, that's right, yeah, yeah.
But just because California's so long
so
and large.
So fucking big,
so
yeah.
long and large.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point,
yeah.
Do you need it anymore?
So, it's several states.
Doable, but not the most convenient thing.
No, not super convenient. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, maybe this was some guy who heard about the case, thought it was interesting. I mean, he is part of the UFO organization.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that is. So he calls and asks
if
he'd be willing to discuss the case that evening.
Okay.
And
that evening?
Yeah, so he's like, I'll come over right now. Maybe he was already in the area.
Okay,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And so Hopkins is like, yeah, sure, that's fine. So Hopkins goes, ooh, rude.
Against the rules.
Mm. So Hopkins goes to turn on the porch light. Okay. So that way, because he kind of lived off the road. That way the guy can find him. But as he's turning it on, the man is already walking up the stairs.
What?
Yeah.
Does he know his address?
He must have.
Clearly.
Yeah. But he's already he's already walking up the porch from Hopkins hanging up the phone and going to turn on the light.
So does he have a cell phone?
I mean, it's 76.
So no. So
no.
How do you make the phone call?
And that's the thing. Hopkins said like there's no payphone or anything call booth anywhere near his house.
Maybe somebody made the call for him.
Yeah, but this guy was already there.
Hey, can I come over? I'm here.
Yeah. And
rude,
right? Yeah.
Real rude.
I happen to be here. Can I come in?
Yeah.
Give
me a second. Rude if you don't let me in. Right? So.
Yeah, give me a second to clean up or something, dude.
So,
what is your understanding of the word rhetorical?
Exactly. So this is another case, just like the other guy, where Hopkins kind of just like wasn't himself, kind of just let him in, didn't really ask who he was. Like, even though he thought it was the guy he just spoke to, we didn't really clarify. But he didn't feel threatened. He just didn't feel quite himself.
Mm-hmm.
Making weird choices.
Charisma.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It was very, very persuasive. Saying
things in certain ways where his only option was to answer yes or no kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of leading him. But the whole time this is happening, while he's letting him in and getting him into the house, his dog is freaking out.
Really?
Yeah, his dog's barking nonstop and is also at the same time cowering and ends up going to hide in the closet.
How do you guys feel about that? How do you guys feel about like dogs predicting
things? I think you should just fucking trust it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with that too.
If your cat freaks out, or your dog or freaks your out, freaks
100% out. Like, if your cat freaks out, because I feel like cats are like not as in like in tune or really care about other people too much. Dogs are like really protective.
I disagree.
Well, they just care about their space.
No, no, no. Like,
dogs are protective.
Dogs are protective.
My cat is never protective.
No. You're 100% right. Dogs are very protective. If something's a threat to you, they will react.
They will.
Yeah. Cats can fucking see ghosts.
Dude. Okay.
Well, that's a whole other
Let me just cycle through real quick.
My point was I wouldn't say cats aren't perceptive.
I've seen a video of a dog predicting an earthquake. Have you guys seen that video?
Yeah, a lot of animals can feel seismic
activity. Dog
starts
cats freaking out cats and starts too. Running everywhere, mm-hmm. and then everybody's like, what's wrong with that dog? Oh no.
It's like, has to do with their equilibrium. That's why, like, it has to do with the same reason why, like, animals don't do well in like vehicles.
Yeah. Right. So I
and,
feel
like we can.
I'm pretty sure cats can see into the nether realm.
I feel whether it was a ghost or a natural disaster, you should still trust the animal's instincts over yours.
Yeah.
Because they're more sensitive to it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they're in tune to like be perceptive for like threats. Well, they are still in their natural state.
Right.
Yeah. Very, very domestic.
Everything.
Super comfortable.
Everything in their biology, they have evolved for the maximum survival. Where you've only evolved just to make things to make our life easier.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Amazon, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to order Doritos now.
Yeah. Like, and I don't want to get up.
Yeah.
Alexa, nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese.
Queso, Alexa. Queso.
If it's not here in 24 hours, I'm going to kill myself.
Why do I have to spend over $35?
And then it gets here and you're like, I don't even want queso.
What? Who ordered nacho cheese?
Amazon episodes again,
right?
Yeah. Bezos is on the market, you guys. Who's going after him?
Who?
Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, his wife.
Bezos and his wife are divorced.
Yeah,
is that what this story?
She's also getting all of his money.
She's getting $64 billion.
Yeah,
Jesus,
$64 billion.
It's still less than how they sold Star Wars, right? Wasn't that 80?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, dude, I mean, oh god.
Yeah,
I would get a sex change. No, I couldn't.
Okay.
No, what?
All right. Well, so back to
it's not in my makeup to do that kind of thing. But I'm just saying
you'd be an ugly. It would be
what? I'd be a pretty lady.
You'd be an ugly
Are
lady.
You saying you would have enough money to spare that you would just do that because you just want to see what?
No,
look
I'm just
like
no.
As
he
woman?
Would. He say he would do it to,
do
to
it
get
Bezos the
and then get divorced.
But oh,
then,
I thought you said if you divorced and you got that much
but
money, that's the first thing you would do. I've always thought it'd be like to be a lady.
If I had that kind of money, I would be a lady the next day. Bang.
And then when I'm over it, go back.
Yeah, I can't believe you called me. I would be. You said I would be an ugly lady.
Dude, it would just be you now with tits. You wouldn't shave or anything.
You're a very manly man.
Oh, like, thanks, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it.
That's a compliment more than you think it's not.
Yes.
Well, me without the beard, I'm very.
Baby.
Would you rather be masculine? Or not?
I don't know. I just like to dream.
I think CJ is saying if you have that much money, so, you turn yourself into a lady just to see what he would look like.
Just for a day.
The next podcast episode is going to be a deep dive into what CJ's dreams.
I want the movie to come out where CJ gets a lot of money and there's a montage of him like just trying on dresses.
I would like to do like a Mrs. Doubtfire thing or something.
Oh, jeez.
Like, but still have your beard?
Yeah. It wouldn't fool anybody. Hello. But it'd be good for me.
Everyone's just being nice to you. Going along with it. Along. Oh, he's so pretty.
Hello.
Wearing a bikini.
No. No.
But you're modest. You're wearing a one piece.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Pulling so. Stripes on it. This is where. this is where this one gets a little weird. so. They sit down, they're discussing the case. Mm-hmm. Hopkins, this is how Hopkins describes him.
Yeah.
He's wearing a white shirt, white gloves. Everything else on his person is all black.
Sexually empowering.
Gloves.
Yeah, too. Wearing white gloves.
Like a butler.
Yes. Yeah, very much like a butler. Or like a chauffeur.
Yes, yeah.
His clothes look very oversized. Mm. So they're too big for him. But every single crease is like pristine. So it's almost like they're brand new clothes.
It was tailored, but tailored too large.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's almost like they're perfect, but they were just for somebody else.
Like, why aren't... Yeah. Like, if you're gonna spend all that money, make them so crisp, like, make them fit.
Exactly, yeah. Well, and this is that's where weird. It kind of goes into people's belief of the Men in Black is that they're not actually human.
Oh, really?
That they are aliens themselves, like, in league with the government. But they don't know how to properly act.
Like, pretending to be
human. They're pretending to be human. They're just not very good at it.
Sugar water.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, literally, like, sugar water.
Sugar water.
Yeah. So it's like, they might be wearing, like, clothes too big because they don't know what a proper fit is.
Well, they don't know what fashion is.
Exactly.
Or, yeah.
And it's always reported.
Fucking nerds.
It's always reported that the way they speak. Yeah. Literally, yeah. Nerds, like, going out for the first time. So.
Oh, man. That just reminded me of the, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I keep cutting you off. That movie, fuck. He, like, wears, like, a purple suit to the prom or something like that. Never mind, keep going. I'll think of it.
Okay.
It was, like, one of my favorite movies growing up, and it was about this, like, nerd that falls in love. Angus.
I have no idea what that
you
is.
You don't know what Angus is?
That sounds super familiar.
And so at the end, there's this dance with the girl that he really likes, and Mazzy Star is playing in the background. And I remember crying like a fucking baby watching this like prom dance or whatever.
Because you're like, that could be me one day.
Because he was like the ugly dude in school that always got made fun of. Sure. But at the end, he gets to dance with his crush, and he wears this like ugly oversized purple suit.
Aw, pity dance.
And Mazzy Star is playing, and like, holy shit! If you don't cry, you're an animal. Like, Jesus Christ.
For our listeners and for us, we should watch.
Let's all watch Angus.
After this episode, we're going to watch it.
Okay.
Go on our live stream.
Yeah. That we don't have.
We're on
gonna,
Twitch.
Yeah. We're all going to eat dark chocolate and drink red wine.
Yeah.
Hold hands and watch Angus.
All right.
Share a Snuggie.
Share a Snuggie.
That's what they're made for.
Okay, so... yes, oversized, brand new looking clothes.
That's so weird.
His skin is very, very pale. Mm. He has no hair or eyebrows.
Oh.
And he has a receding chin.
And he has the words damage tattooed on his forehead.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the receding chin?
So it's kind of like, imagine someone with no chin. Like it's like
very small.
Oh, it's like rest against here?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have like a cleft or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just back and flush.
Yeah, like the cockroach in it. Like the sugar.
Yeah, like
oh, yeah.
Like the sugar. Way better example.
Yeah, nice, thanks, Coach. Yeah. Like sugar. Sugar water.
Yeah. So,
is that better?
And he's got very, very bright red lips.
Fucking transvestite.
Yeah.
What are you talking about right now?
It's funny. So
he draws his eyebrows
exactly.
on
at a certain point in the conversation, the guy rubs his mouth with his glove. And Hopkins realizes that it's lipstick. And his glove is covered in lipstick. And he just, like, kind of screws it. But the man in black didn't seem to realize what he did. The woman in black, yeah. He just kept going on with the conversation. Not realizing that he just smeared it. Like so it's thought that they're wearing makeup to try to look
so
human.
He's in a UFO looking down on Earth. Like, what do these things do to look normal?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, they wear clothes. Like, let me put clothes on. Well, what else do they do? Well, they shave off their eyebrows. Yeah. Well, what else do they do? They put things on their face. Well, I'm going to do that.
Do all those things, yeah.
Just so I can assimilate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with this now kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is starting to make
sense. That's the whole thought,
though. He didn't realize that he was mixing genders.
Well, the aliens have no gender. They don't know. If you look at ants on the ground, you don't see male and female ants. You just see ants.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's funny that
that's the thing. Like they're trying to assimilate. They just don't know how to properly separate what goes together, what doesn't.
Well, I like to think My Men in Black is very like smart and calculated. And that just sounds like a very clumsy alien.
Well,
like,
that's My Men in Black.
Well, no, that's just a part of it.
That's My Woman in Black.
That's a part of it. They do have a mission and they do have an objective. Mm-hmm. So we're just gonna jump to this point in the conversation because it doesn't really talk about what they've discussed specifically. But so at a certain point. The man looks at Dr. Hopkins, and he's like, you have two coins in your pocket, yes? And he's like, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, can you give me the penny? And so Dr. Hopkins takes out the penny that was in his mm-hmm. pocket, which doesn't he never told him, like, who talks about the change in the pocket?
Yeah, nobody.
So he hands the guy the penny, and the guy holds it and holds up Dr. Hopkins, and it slowly starts to turn from copper to silver. And it slowly turns from silver to, like, a weird bluish color, and then disappears. It just kind of, like, vanishes. And with, like, no explanation. And Dr. Holmes is, like, kind of confused. Like, okay, I don't really get it. Like, what's the point? And he's like, so the penny's gone. It no longer exists on this plane. Like, so when you're... Basically, he's trying to make this connection. Like, when you are subjected to something like a UFO or, like, something mm-hmm. out there beyond your understanding is, like, you cross a threshold to a different plane of existence. And he makes a reference to the Barney Hill case... which was another case of a guy, husband and wife, witnessing a UFO on the road, and they were kind of hushed,
mm-hmm.
and later died. And he talks, he's like, do you know Barney Hill? And Hopkins is like, yeah, I've heard of the case. He's like, didn't they just die? He's like, yeah. He's like, but Barney Hill didn't have a heart when he died, and neither do you now. It exists on a different plane. And he's like, and Barney died of a cerebral hemorrhage without a heart. Not that those are connected, but, yeah,
wait, it was just, you literally died without a heart?
Yeah. You just didn't have one.
We covered, like, a lot.
According to
guy. You just covered, like, so much.
That's why I was so quiet. I'm
and,
like, wait.
I was just, like, listening.
And
like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, this
no
guy
jokes
just,
were, like,
yeah.
No, this guy like, just kind of jumps straight into this.
So, first, like, my first thought when I heard this, he made a penny disappear. Okay, he's a rogue magician.
Yeah.
That he's just like, hey, no, what's Angel. That? What's well, that
his connection
here?
Was that, because Barney Hill was supposedly abducted. Like, Barney Hill and his wife spent time on this ship. And then we're dropped back. That's the Barney Hill case.
Okay.
So he was saying because of that connection, they were altered. Like
they
don't
have
how this penny exists on a different plane now that you'll never see again. So did their hearts, their organs. That like they existed to keep them alive, but they weren't here on this plane.
So they're hooked up on a machine on a UFO.
Kinda. Yeah. That's what I got from it.
Pumping it, keeping them alive, but they don't necessarily have it.
Yeah. But it's somehow keeping them alive, even though they're back on Earth. And that the guy was trying to make the connection to Hopkins. It's like, if you continue this, this could happen to you, kind of thing. Mm. Like, don't go down this route. Kind of getting him to stop the case that he was working on. Mm. And so it was in...
It's a bold claim.
In turn of threat.
It's a very bold claim.
Yeah, really fucking weird.
Specific bold claim, too.
Yeah. So after that, so kind of like how you guys were saying, how they seem like they're trying to assimilate, they're just doing it very poorly.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
the lipstick
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It also goes into the way that they talk, too. They also don't know how to speak the way that we speak. Like, they... yeah, exactly. So, after he goes through this whole penny thing, he abruptly just ends. And he stands up and says, my energy's running low. I must go. Goodbye. And just
that's
starts...
A, I've heard people say that.
Okay.
That like... I've heard people say, my energy is running low. I need to go...
Is that how you leave a party?
I'm pretty sure I've said that
I need
before.
To go to my rest pod.
Yeah.
All the time. That's
all,
how I take my
time.
10-minute breaks at work.
My energy is low. I need a Snickers. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's how I leave every party.
Yeah. That's not unnormal.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Not a not normal thing to say. What would be weird is I need to go to my spaceship for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And drink. Well, not drink.
And again, that's what I call my car.
To ingest, you call to your ingest car, fluids.
Yeah, to just, yeah. To,
so.
To absorb nitrogen. And I'll be
nitrogen.
Be back in 9 flip flops.
Some slimes.
Oh, we call them seconds flip flops.
Okay.
On this planet.
So you he,
Some people call them thongs.
Yeah.
So he gets up, and Hopkins walks him out, and they go out the same way they came in, down the porch. And the man proceeds to, whereas when he came in, he walked up very confidently, very normal. Leaving, since he was now low on energy or whatever, he had to walk down, like, I don't know how to say it, because I want to say 1 foot at a time, but that's how you walk. But he was like, each step was 1 foot, 1 foot.
Oh, the next step pop, was 1 foot. Pop,
yeah,
pop,
like, pop, he had to put each foot on a step before he could go to the next one. He was, like, gripping the rail the whole time. Like, it was very hard
for him to get down. Like an elderly person.
Yeah, like an elderly person.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he's walking down the stairs. While he's walking, Hopkins realizes that there's a very bright light coming down the road towards his house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, way brighter than any car for the time. Because, again, this is in the
76.
So, yeah. So, very, very bright light coming down the road to pick him up. Bless you.
Sorry.
But as it's coming to get him, the guy doesn't go towards the vehicle. He goes towards the woods the other direction, which is, like, not, like, meant to go in. It's, like, an impenetrable hedge.
Mm.
And he just kind of just, like, walks into it.
Like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Just, like falls backwards in the hedge. Like, see you later.
And he's gone.
Okay.
And that was his experience. So
what happened to the light, though?
Is there, like, a... Not to go too far off base.
No, that's fine. I only have two more and they're short.
But is there, like, a Men in Black Slender Man thing?
I think Slender Man could be maybe derived from this.
Because Slender Man has the same connotations of Men in Black, right? Where he's, like, no, suit,
Slender Man
takes
children.
Yeah, he doesn't talk.
Oh, he doesn't talk.
He doesn't have any faith.
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
But I kind of get what you're saying. Like,
you know, I thought, well, because there's a lot of
it's more of like
stories of Slender Man in the woods.
Well,
and
I
when
bet
you said
you,
he's going into the woods kind of thing.
I mean, seeing as that Slender Man is a creepypasta, I bet you
there's
something from
like that. Yeah, I think what his thing is that Slenderman's suit is like it is his skin.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those things where it's like Pennywise, where he like dresses like a clown to kind of like cover up what he looks like. Slenderman dresses in a suit because then if you kind of like saw him at quick glance, you wouldn't think anything of him.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
It's not like one of those things.
Yeah.
It's just kind
of poor train of thought.
I don't think you're entirely wrong at all. I bet you whoever created that creepypasta probably heard of the Men in Black.
Maybe.
It was like, how can I make this really fucking creepy?
Yeah, but that's where they probably got it from.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that, because I think Slenderman is supposed to be like an alien.
Yeah.
If anything. So I think it's like, yeah. It's
or
like,
extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
Cool. So I have two more. They're kind of short. I'm actually going to do these next two like out of, blah, 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 out of,
your butt.
Order.
Okay.
No, out of order, because I wanted to save...
I call my butt order sometimes.
My butt's name's Law.
Oh,
yours
is Order. Yeah, Law and Order.
Law and Order.
There it is.
Cool.
Jesus. Mine's SVU.
Your butt is a special victims unit?
Yep.
Constantly.
Every day. Five times a day.
That was so good, Cody. Oh my god, alright.
So this next one's in 2008. There's actually a video to go with this one.
Mm.
If you wouldn't mind looking it up.
Multimedia.
While I read.
Yeah. Oh, I should have had my
Whole
screen up here.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
If we don't mind.
Yeah, I'll read you if you want to get that ready.
Yeah,
if
you don't mind the sounds in the background.
Mm.
So, this one next
we make a lot of sounds in the background on this one. If that's what bothers them.
Yeah.
If that's what bothers our listeners.
Not the cat.
Go find a new podcast.
Cat sneeze, cough, snort. Like, sorry. We cracked our knuckles in the last episode.
That's
true.
I think we're fine.
So, this next one is documented by Shane Slover in 2008, who is a employee at a hotel in Niagara Falls.
Okay.
I've always wanted
to go there.
Right? It looks
Never
really
been.
Nice.
It's like one of my dreams to go there for some reason.
I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's go together.
We'll go together.
Okay.
Called S.
We could go off the edge in a barrel.
Yeah. Come on, meet. It's Order and SVU. Go into the...
Yeah.
Niagara.
Law, staying at home.
Law, stay... Wait, I'm Law.
Yeah, you're Law. Order, staying at home.
Law and Special Victims Unit.
So, in 2008, over a hotel in Niagara Falls, this actually spanned a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of employees claimed to be seeing triangle-shaped UFOs above the falls and sometimes the hotel kind of just like appearing over the span of like 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. What does AJ need to look up?
So AJ, if you could look up, just type in Men in Black Niagara Falls.
Okay.
That should probably come up with it.
I really want to hear the song.
Basically, this one's really short because the employees don't really know what was talked about. They saw two men enter the building, ask for the manager, and the discussion was made with the manager, but the manager never came forward.
Okay.
Kind of saying what was talked about.
Got it.
But some of the employees went back and looked at the footage of the cameras, and this is when they saw these two men entering in. And from the camera, it's very grainy. Yeah, it's that one right there. It's very grainy. It's very pixelated. It's hard to really see. They do look very, very big.
Which one, Cody?
Do that one. That one.
That one?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the shortest
one. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, do the shorter one. So if you compare them to some of the people around them, they do look very large.
Is that the manager in the red suit right there?
I don't know if he is. He might be.
Can you say the name for the listeners, too, so you can watch along?
This is Men in Black, MIB, parentheses, caught on camera, May 2009.
Oh, sorry. I got the year wrong.
I'm a hack. The one we're watching, at least, is May 2009 in Niagara Falls in Ontario.
A lot of videos did pop up, though.
There's it's very easy to find.
So it's the one with a... What's that called? A foyer?
Yes.
And then a vestibule of doors.
Yeah.
So double sliding doors. Yes. There's a vestibule. It looks like you're entering a mall, almost. Yeah. But it's a hotel.
A hotel lobby.
It's okay, a little bit sped up.
Yeah. So yeah, it's about 3 minutes long. And there they are.
Okay, I see them.
So that's them.
They're scary looking dudes.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the man next to them. Like, either that guy is
Who's that guy?
He's just an employee. But
notice how he doesn't even notice
them. He doesn't notice them, and I'm using him just as scale to see.
Where's he going left?
I think there's like a
mailbox. Oh, is it hallway there? Okay.
A bulletin board of some kind.
Okay.
But these guys, they do look bigger than normal. This guy looks pretty average size. And these guys.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're giant. They're a good foot taller than him, like a good head. Just walk in. That's the only thing you see of them.
That's the same outfit as the picture you showed us.
Yes.
With that kind of fedora, that suit, it's like a long coat.
Like a duster. It's 2009, too. So yeah. Everybody's dressed like that.
Yeah, they dress like the villains in Roger Rabbit. Like,
yeah.
100%. Yeah, and like I said, they asked for the manager.
Okay.
Speak to the manager. I didn't find a report of the manager coming forward to say what was talked about. I'm assuming it was like, stop talking about this. Like, tell your employees, like, it's it. And that was it.
So it was a brief visit.
Yeah.
Hey, we're from space.
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking about space already.
Yeah. But it just goes with the photo from earlier and like the guy disappearing. Like, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. Like, they seem to just know.
I just like the idea of like one of those dudes wearing lipstick too.
Yeah.
Like coming up to a mall, like a hotel manager. You take me seriously? I'm trying to say, stop talking about aliens.
We need to talk quick before my energy gets low.
Listen to me.
And the hotel manager's laughing his balls off watching this.
He's like, all right, shemale.
He's like, with his makeup all smeared.
Yeah.
So the last one I have, and AJ, while scrolling through the videos, he actually kind of passed one that's kind of related to it. So this one, I'm going to go back a couple years, the 2006-ish.
Okay.
One is, the reason I say this for last, because it's celebrity related, which we usually do.
We haven't thought of a theme song yet.
No, we need to.
AJ, you want to quickly make up a theme song
for me? A theme song for us?
Yeah.
For our celebrity
zone. Da da da. Da 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 celebrity da 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 da. That's the CKY song.
Yeah, yeah. So in 2006, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, fuck that guy forever.
Okay,
fuck him, dude. I hate that guy.
You like Dan Aykroyd? Moving on.
No, I hate him. No, okay. Don't even tell the story. I don't want to hear it. I'm kidding.
Stop playing videos.
Wait, what's this?
No, stop playing videos.
But it's.
We'll watch it later.
We're doing a podcast.
But it's real footage.
Okay,
yeah, but it's not part of it.
We're doing a podcast talking about Dan Aykroyd over here.
So, in 2006, Dan Aykroyd was filming a new show called Out There, where they talked about UFO sightings, extraterrestrial encounters, and kind of just, like, breaking, like, the wall on that. What?
Got it. I'm just laughing at the fact that he just was watching TV. Like,
I wasn't watching TV.
We were recording something for like an hour, and
I was trying to
AJ just started watching television.
I was trying to watch more videos of the Men in Black. I thought I'd seen a different one.
Oh, okay.
We'll watch it out.
This is obviously fake. This is first person.
Can we stay in the moment?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm almost done. So,
such a sweet boy.
So
pulled up Hulu.
So Dan Aykroyd... was filming the show after they were in the middle of a long day of filming.
Yeah.
He steps outside to take a break. I'm assuming like a smoke break or something.
Mm-hmm, cocaine break.
Yeah.
As per usual.
During this, he realizes a black car pull up across the street from him.
Mm-hmm.
And a man gets out and just kind of like, stares at him. Gives him a really dirty look.
Good.
Dan Aykroyd kind of just like turns away from him. Just kind of like, okay. Mm-hmm. And he turns back, the man in the car gone. And he's like, okay, that was really weird.
The car's still there?
No, the car's gone too.
Oh.
So he drove the car away.
Yes. But like, Dan claims that he like only looked away for like a second. But whatever.
A cocaine second is a long second.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Okay. He returns into the studio to continue recording. And before they came to pick up where they were, one of the producers comes out and tells them that the show's canceled. They can't record anymore. It's done.
So the show was called Out There, and it was about alien stuff?
About alien stuff, about talking about these kind of theories. They were going to obviously probably cover the Men in Black type stuff, bless you. Nice. And someone got wind of it, and literally between him taking a break and going back inside, it was canceled.
Wow.
When they'd already recorded a bunch of episodes. But Dan Aykroyd, you can actually find on YouTube, you already passed one earlier. He has a ton, apparently he's really into aliens and this whole fucking shit. He has ton of videos.
Like,
about
he's
it.
The real type of person from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. he believes in all that stuff. He has his own vodka.
Yeah.
He does, right?
Or he, like, sponsors vodka. The Vert.
Vodka.
He sponsors the Vodka.
Yeah, I saw that when I was reading this. He has a vodka. Yeah.
Skull
I
vodka.
It's tequila.
It's tequila.
Is it tequila?
Yeah,
it's in the skull thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a tequila.
I think it's a tequila. Why would you put vodka in the skull? Tequila's for skulls.
Okay.
Duh. Everyone knows that.
You put vodka in bottles. You put tequila in skulls.
Textbook.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, that's all I got.
Codeine is wonderful.
That was very nice.
I
was trying to make it spooky. You said you wanted a scary one.
I wanted
one,
a scary one. I'm not that scared by aliens.
No. Well, my other alternative I don't think you would have liked. It was either this or Skinwalkers.
Fuck me. Goddamn. I'm so glad you did that. I'm so glad you did Men in Black, dude.
Yeah.
Skinwalkers is gonna come to us one day.
I found a really good.
But you got so upset with me when I talked about Skinwalkers.
I know.
Like
10
minutes.
I found a really good article about a Skinwalker thread.
Okay, let's stop talking about it.
Okay.
I literally did have nightmares last time.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Men in Black. So I get the fact that the government's involved.
Yes.
But these aren't governmental, these are astral, these are from space, telling you to not talk about space.
Yeah.
They're wearing interesting garb.
The real conspiracy is, do we believe that, like, I guess it's like a two-prong. It's like, do we believe that there's a government agency that's here to shut us up? And then do we also believe that that government agency is also, they're aliens?
Well, I feel that our own government agency right now tries to shut up the American populace on every day on the multiple different levels. I mean, they keep certain people from voting. They keep, they keep oppression and, urban neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our own government is trying to shut up a lot of different people all the time. And there's tons of proof about that.
Uh-huh.
I feel that, rhetoric about, Hispanic and black and, urban areas are terrible, what the government is saying about them. It's all awful.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to say that...
You don't think it's, like, too far-fetched that...
I don't think it's too far off.
If somebody goes, I found a weird metal that they would send somebody after.
If they're trying to shut up taxpayers...
Yeah.
Of course they would try to show up somebody that's from a different... Or those kind of things to prevent global panic and to prevent, like...
But do you think that it's... that the entire time this organization, MIB, that... It's our government already in league with an alien group, and the aliens are working with the government to shut us up.
I don't think that.
Or do you think these are just some weird guys that wanted to wear some lipstick
when they went to charity people? Because there's proof either way.
Yeah.
Like, there's proof of, well, not proof, but...
Evidence. Yeah.
And a lot of it's obviously pre-internet, so it's like, there's no way these people could have gotten this information easily. Like, it was very hard to get people's information.
Yeah.
You had to be... pretty much part of the government in some way, shape, or form to be able to do these tests. It's not like some random psychopath is going to be like, who likes to wear makeup is going to show up to some guy's house.
Like they hired Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, just to prank him. Yeah. Like, this guy's my crazy neighbor.
Or Buffalo Bob. That was his name, right? Buffalo Bob from...
It's Bill.
Is it Bill?
No, you're
Bob
right.
Bob is from... Joe Dirt.
Oh, sorry, Buffalo Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Joe Dirt version of Buffalo Bill?
Yeah, okay. It's Buffalo Bob.
Yeah, yeah. It puts the lotion in the basket.
Puts the Joe Dirt in the hole.
I love that movie. He did such a good job. Unsung
very underrated.
Yeah. Underrated. Very underrated. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I will agree. I think that, yes, I think there's 100%. Like, I CJ said, I can't talk. Like CJ said, like, if they're going after people that are just like, hey, I kind of live in, like, a shitty area, and I wish the government would do something, and the government comes over there and shuts them up. Right. I can't imagine them not going, like, oh, I found this weird metal, and I hit, like, a floating disc that they wouldn't send anybody
to. They killed my dog.
Like, when we talked about the Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we were like, oh, like, I was more astonished when we were like, oh, by the time that somebody got out there, it was already decomposed.
Yeah.
Right. Or we're like, yeah, because nobody believes that. I'm like, yeah. I just don't get that. Like, if I was part of the government, I would definitely work for, like, an X-Files branch and be like, yeah, I'm going to be Mulder, and I'm going to go out and go see this fucking Chupacabra. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, we've heard that before. I'd be like, well, what if you didn't, you know? So I think that the fact that it's pretty well known that we're not alone in the universe, and it's slightly known that there has to be alien life on our planet, that this happens on the regular, that it is a secret organization that's still trying to, but it's also a widely government provided organization that is able to, like, be all over the place at all the time. I don't see why that's not a real thing that we would also want to keep a secret.
Because we're
the murder thing, I don't know.
No, but we're thinking about aliens like it's practical, and it's fucking not.
What do you mean?
Like, aliens can't happen.
How what not? Are you talking about?
Like, it just can't.
Aliens are real?
Aliens are real, dude.
You think we're the only living creatures in the universe?
No, I don't think
if
that.
If it doesn't live here, it's
but
an alien.
No, I don't think that. I think aliens exist. But okay. I don't think aliens could ever, ever, ever visit Earth.
Why?
Why not? Why can't there be one that's more advanced than us?
All right, so we're what? The Earth is
very young.
8 billion years old.
Which is considerably young compared to the rest of the universe.
Yeah, so at the rate
we know how old the rest of the universe is.
At the rate we're on now, interdimensional travel is, or interspatiary travel, is still impossible.
Yeah, you're basing on us, though. You think we're the best?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, you're right, but at the same time, like, I just don't, like, it. Like I said, with ants, I feel like that a super intelligent species would pass over Earth and say, oh, they're idiots.
That's...
See you later.
I'm with you there. I think if, I 100% believe in aliens, there's no way we're the only ones, and there's definitely ones that are more against us.
Oh, look,
they would literally pull up to Earth and be like, put this thing in reverse right now.
No, no,
like,
let's keep going until we find something good.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen this shit before, it's evolution. It's,
yeah, this was awesome a million years ago.
They still got elephants, crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we killed those ages ago.
We'll wait for next week's episode then, how about that? We'll put a pin in that, we'll wait for...
In that idea?
Let's just put it this way. We're getting into next week's episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, episode. Okay.
So, like, let's put a pin in this right now.
Okay.
It's funny how I did do that, because this is actually, next week, we already planned it, I'm doing the next episode.
Hell yeah.
It has to do with kind of this.
Okay,
so
okay.
We'll put
perfect,
a pin in it
perfect.
For now, and we'll say our goodbyes and such.
All right.
Well, if you like sex or AJ, listen to next week's episode.
Otherwise, you're a nerd.
Yeah. Only nerds would listen to it.
Because nerds don't like sex, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they say. Okay, that's what they say.
Yeah, all right. All right.
No, but yeah, no, I'm 100% on board.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're aliens, I don't know. Like, the guy with the makeup and waddling down the stairs doesn't sell it for me if they're trying to intimidate people.
Yeah. Watch this penny disappear.
I would push him down the stairs.
Yeah. He, like, talks a big game and then just... gingerly tiptoes away.
Now watch me do this sweet kickflip.
Alright, so anyways, what was I saying? Don't talk about this
shit. Yeah, or else you'll be missing body parts. Away. Yeah.
I mean it, sir. Tiptoe.
Look like you just breathe the wrong way to fall over.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's definitely something to think about for sure.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. If you see an alien, just shut up.
You know it'd be cool.
Get the evidence ready and don't tell anybody. That's what I'm saying.
Next episode.
Tell somebody when you get it. Somebody can tell everybody.
Tell the news.
Tell who will believe you for sure.
Fox News.
Don't tell Fox News.
Don't tell Fox News. That is the weekly world news of television.
Glenn Beck.
Tell Glenn Beck. He's dead. I killed him.
Yeah, I hope so.
I killed him.
All right.
It's believable.
He's dead.
Well, We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
No. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. That was fun.
Cody, thanks.
We appreciate it, Cody.
Thank you.
So, yes, you can always find us at The Redacted Podcast, at The Redacted Podcast on Instagram, at redactedcontact@gmail.
Uh-huh. Gmail.
Gmail. Gmail. Yes. Gmail. Gmail. Com. Sorry.
gmail.net.
.org.
edu. gmail.edu. We should make a website.
We should get on a website.
We'll get a website going, guys.
We'll get there. And we can post these videos and stuff when we get that made up. That way you guys don't have to go search it. You can just go to our website. Find them.
Yeah.
For sure, guys. So, as always, I am AJ.
Oh, me again. Okay, Cody.
CJ.
I always think I'm last.
You're always second.
You're always second. I knew you weren't going to get it that time.
I know. I think you're doing it just to do it now.
No!
Because you know you
go
are.
Go back and listen to the first couple. I'm last.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Do it again.
No, it's
do
fine.
Do it again.
No, bye!
No.
And it keeps recording.
We're back. We're back. Anyways, this was...
I was AJ.
Cody.
CJ.
Suck it every time.
Suck it.
Bye, guys.
Dick, dude.